This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Chris and with me today is Neil.
Hi there.
Now, Neil, what is your most treasured possession?
Well, that's interesting. My most treasured possession would have to be my guitar.
I would probably say one of my most treasured possessions is a painting by my grandfather.
Oh, art in the family.
So today we're discussing possessions. But before we get started, it's the quiz question. Let's see if you can answer it correctly.
OK, I'm ready for a challenge.
The question is, in terms of distance, what is the world record length for a photography exhibition? Is it A, 90 metres, B, 1 kilometre, or C, 600 kilometres?
Well, I have no idea, so I'm going to go for the completely ridiculous C, 600 kilometres.
OK, we'll find out the answer at the end of the programme. Now, I asked a question about photography because in today's show, we're talking about a series of photographs from China.
From China? So what are these photos about?
Well, a photographer called Huang Qingjun has been travelling around China for over a decade, taking photos of families standing outside their houses.
What's special about that?
Well, he asks the families to place all their belongings in front of the house too.
All their belongings? So even things like tables and chairs?
Yes, as much as they can move. Now, I've got some clips from a report by BBC correspondent Beth McLeod. She describes one of the photos. Can you hear what objects she sees?
On a dusty grey patch of land, a pair of pink slippers, some cooking utensils, a bicycle and some blankets are neatly arranged in rows. Standing among their belongings, an elderly couple face the camera, unsmiling. A DVD player, telephone and television are balanced on a block of concrete in the forefront of the photo, and some string and rocks hold a satellite dish at an angle on the ground.
This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Chris and with me today is Neil.
Hi there.
Now, Neil, what is your most treasured possession?
Well, that's interesting. My most treasured possession would have to be my guitar.
I would probably say one of my most treasured possessions is a painting by my grandfather.
Oh, art in the family.
So today we're discussing possessions. But before we get started, it's the quiz question. Let's see if you can answer it correctly.
OK, I'm ready for a challenge.
The question is, in terms of distance, what is the world record length for a photography exhibition? Is it A, 90 metres, B, 1 kilometre, or C, 600 kilometres?
Well, I have no idea, so I'm going to go for the completely ridiculous C, 600 kilometres.
OK, we'll find out the answer at the end of the programme. Now, I asked a question about photography because in today's show, we're talking about a series of photographs from China.
From China? So what are these photos about?
Well, a photographer called Huang Qingjun has been travelling around China for over a decade, taking photos of families standing outside their houses.
What's special about that?
Well, he asks the families to place all their belongings in front of the house too.
All their belongings? So even things like tables and chairs?
Yes, as much as they can move. Now, I've got some clips from a report by BBC correspondent Beth McLeod. She describes one of the photos. Can you hear what objects she sees?
On a dusty grey patch of land, a pair of pink slippers, some cooking utensils, a bicycle and some blankets are neatly arranged in rows. Standing among their belongings, an elderly couple face the camera, unsmiling. A DVD player, telephone and television are balanced on a block of concrete in the forefront of the photo, and some string and rocks hold a satellite dish at an angle on the ground.
You're listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Hello. While we in Britain wait out the dark winter months, other parts of the world that come under our protection, the British Overseas Territories, are basking in tropical sunshine. I'm thinking of exotic locations like the Pitcairn Islands in the South Pacific, St Helena and Ascension Island in the tropical Atlantic, and Montserrat in the Caribbean. Homes to exotic creatures totally unlike anything we have here. We will reveal the surprising identity of this Montserrat local a bit later on. Other overseas territories are cold and windswept for most of the year, like the Falklands and South Georgia, which sit on the edge of the vast region of Antarctica, home to elephant seals and albatrosses. Around the world, there are 14 British Overseas Territories, and today we're going to see how our responsibilities towards protecting wildlife plays out in these far-flung places. Now, when I heard we were planning a story on the mountain chicken, I have to admit the first thing that came to mind was some kind of wild turkey with an altitude. How wrong can you be? Dominica and Montserrat are volcanic Caribbean islands in the West Indies. Tropical islands are usually rich with a wide variety of wildlife, and some of it is struggling badly, like the mountain chicken. All right, I've given you enough time to Google it by now. Here it is again. A mountain chicken is a frog. A beast of a frog. Otherwise known as the giant ditch frog, it can weigh up to a kilo with its short, strong front legs and long, muscular back legs. It looks at the world through startling black-flecked amber eyes. But for how much longer? Ed Druitt went to meet Ian Stevens, senior keeper of herpetology at London Zoo, where a project is well underway to conserve the biggest and one of the most endangered frogs in the world.
These legs are one of the reasons why they've declined in recent years. The Dominicans especially used to like eating the frogs. And in the last 10, 20 years, they were sort of much more popular as a tourist dish. So that started the decline of the frogs probably around the sort of 80s.
And so presumably the name Mountain Chicken, does that relate to the taste of the meat?
Yep, I've never tasted one, and I'm sure it doesn't taste like chicken, but that's what everyone says it tastes like.
And it's the leg meat mainly that
yeah,
they eat.
Yeah, so these back legs, almost like a chicken leg. They're pretty big.
Look at the long toes as well. But they're not very webbed toes. Is this an animal that doesn't really swim much in water?
No. So it's pretty much terrestrial.
Do they produce spawn in the same way that our frogs do in this country? Or do they have a different way of breeding?
They've actually got an absolutely fascinating reproductive mode that's actually unique only to this species. The male and female actually dig a nest in clay or the substrate. And they actually produce what's called a foam nest. So almost like a meringue-like substance. They then lay their eggs in the nest, and interestingly, the female then guards the nest over the whole breeding period. But what's unique in this species is the mum actually then provisions the tadpoles with infertile eggs. So it's one of the most alien scenes you can ever imagine on the planet, where the mum is literally sat with her bottom in the nest, and literally dozens of tadpoles writhing around as she produces.
So she's laying basically infertile eggs as food for the young, for the tadpoles.
Yeah, and imagine eggs are obviously highly nutritious anyway. So the tadpoles actually attain lengths of 6-8 inches in length.
What sort of calls do they make when they are breeding?
You're listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Hello. While we in Britain wait out the dark winter months, other parts of the world that come under our protection, the British Overseas Territories, are basking in tropical sunshine. I'm thinking of exotic locations like the Pitcairn Islands in the South Pacific, St Helena and Ascension Island in the tropical Atlantic, and Montserrat in the Caribbean. Homes to exotic creatures totally unlike anything we have here. We will reveal the surprising identity of this Montserrat local a bit later on. Other overseas territories are cold and windswept for most of the year, like the Falklands and South Georgia, which sit on the edge of the vast region of Antarctica, home to elephant seals and albatrosses. Around the world, there are 14 British Overseas Territories, and today we're going to see how our responsibilities towards protecting wildlife plays out in these far-flung places. Now, when I heard we were planning a story on the mountain chicken, I have to admit the first thing that came to mind was some kind of wild turkey with an altitude. How wrong can you be? Dominica and Montserrat are volcanic Caribbean islands in the West Indies. Tropical islands are usually rich with a wide variety of wildlife, and some of it is struggling badly, like the mountain chicken. All right, I've given you enough time to Google it by now. Here it is again. A mountain chicken is a frog. A beast of a frog. Otherwise known as the giant ditch frog, it can weigh up to a kilo with its short, strong front legs and long, muscular back legs. It looks at the world through startling black-flecked amber eyes. But for how much longer? Ed Druitt went to meet Ian Stevens, senior keeper of herpetology at London Zoo, where a project is well underway to conserve the biggest and one of the most endangered frogs in the world.
These legs are one of the reasons why they've declined in recent years. The Dominicans especially used to like eating the frogs. And in the last 10, 20 years, they were sort of much more popular as a tourist dish. So that started the decline of the frogs. probably around the sort of 80s.
And so presumably the name mountain chicken, does that relate to the taste of the meat?
Yep, I've never tasted one, and I'm sure it doesn't taste like chicken, but that's what everyone says it tastes like.
But it's the leg meat mainly that
yeah, they eat. Yeah, so these back legs, almost like a chicken leg. They're pretty big.
Look at the long toes as well. But they're not very webbed toes. Is this an animal that doesn't really swim much in water?
No. So it's pretty much terrestrial.
Do they produce spawn in the same way that our frogs do in this country? Or do they have a different way of breeding?
They've actually got an absolutely fascinating reproductive mode that's actually unique only to this species. The male and female actually dig a nest in clay or the substrate. And they actually produce what's called a foam nest. So almost like a meringue-like substance. They then lay their eggs in the nest, and interestingly, the female then guards the nest over the whole breeding period. But what's unique in this species is the mum actually then provisions the tadpoles with infertile eggs. So it's one of the most alien scenes you can ever imagine on the planet, where the mum is literally sat with her bottom in the nest, and literally dozens of tadpoles writhing around as she produces.
So she's laying basically infertile eggs as food for the young, for the tadpoles.
Yeah, and imagine eggs are obviously highly nutritious anyway. So the tadpoles actually attain lengths of 6-8 inches in length.
What sort of calls do they make when they are breeding?